coming to you direct from the After Hours Lounge, back room of the best cigar shop east, just west of this right location. This is Cigar Hacks. Better known as a bunch of hacks, talking cigars, etc. We stay there, McGroin.
Well, coming off my birthday, I'm 28, and we're here at Twin Smoke Shop in Londonderry, New Hampshire.
Yes, we are. Hey. Now, came off hacks for this installment, of course, Pat McGroin.
I pulled my groin. People ask, it hurts you where? I say, put your hand right there. I pulled my groin.
Well, I'm wearing my McGroin pup shirt. Feeling very Irish tonight, as opposed to every other night. I don't feel that Irish, no. And it's St. Patrick's Day on Sunday, so let's have some fun. Let's drink some drinks. Smoke some cigars.
Let's go counterclockwise tonight. We're going to go with the Sparky.
Top of the morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. I've got my Guinness right here and ready to enjoy.
That was not quite an Irish accent.
I'm not a lick of Irish, so it doesn't, you know, really translate well.
Okay. The next man on the list is the olive oil king himself, Costas.
I was in the olive oil business with his father, but that was a long time ago, that's all.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Great to be back here at Twins. Yes, us, everyone.
All right. It's the diddler. I mean the fiddler.
I don't think so. I play the violin only in the Greek band. We are here tonight at a very nice place up in Londonderry, New Hampshire. Twins, we call it. Have a very nice night. Kali Nikta.
Okay. All right. The next guy we got over here is Wild Will.
Girl, look at that body. I work out.
No, I still don't work out. Well, by the time everyone hears this, I hope they're recovering with their St. Patrick's Day hangover.
None of this?
Going to the gym.
None of that for you, huh? Okay. That's Alex the GC. And since it's St. Patrick's Day show.
The Leprechaun King.
Yeah, still not Irish. But I ain't got any fancy voices for y'all. No, that's not me. But what I can tell you, though, is, you know, women remind me a lot like houses. They're hard to get, expensive, and if you trim the front bush, really helps the curb appeal.
And they start to get run down as they age.
Oh, you want the? You need one of those? There you go.
Yeah.
All right, this is your humble announcer, producer, the guy, Dave.
To the man! The man! The legend!
Who knew I had so many voices?
Very nice.
All right, our segments include Hidden Herb Blind Cigar Review. Tournaments in the cigar world. Right, then we got the local spotlight cigar rounds review. We got Controversy Corner, where we expose the ugly underbelly of partial truth. Along with Ricky's calling. That's
wow.
Ricky calling.
Let's get
Ricky here. Let's put Ricky in. Right,
I thought this town didn't need an enema.
Oh, my God. There he is. Hello. Anybody there?
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey,
Ricky. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
You guys still talking over one another?
You just dialed into the end of the intro.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, so let me finish it here.
Okay.
So we got the Hidden Herf reveal, Hidden Herf recap. Find us all over the usual places. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our website, cigarx.com.
And
Facebook. Okay, now you're on. Okay, Ricky's here. Hey, what's happening?
Hey, kiddies.
Hey.
All right, this is going to be a short one. Now tell the boys not to talk over one another.
Just you.
Just you. So I'll talk over Ricky.
That's a beautiful thing. So I don't know if you can hear the music behind me, but...
What music?
Nope.
I'm down in hillbilly heaven.
Nice.
Yeah.
Down, you must fit down, right in.
I'm smoking a Potica Lusitania. Ooh, fabulous, yeah. Cuban cigar.
So you guys like outside?
Yes.
Yeah, outdoor
it's
venue.
On a lake. It's on a lake.
Uh-huh. So there's like a concert going on, I understand? Something like that?
What is
a concert
what
of some
that?
Sort? You got a concert? Oh, concert?
Oh yeah.
You got a
you
concert
hear the music
going on?
In the background. Oh, yeah.
You still know.
It's about 1,000 people there. It's huge.
Yeah. Okay.
How many people?
About 1,000.
We can't hear you, Ricky.
Yeah, about 1,000. You can't hear me because everybody's talking over one another, you Nimrod.
Hey, Ricky, how's the weather report today?
Well, right, put it this way. I mean, it's about 80 degrees. I'm in shorts. What about you fellas?
50 degrees today.
Yeah.
I'm just glad I can't see him right now if he's in shorts.
Yeah. He's too short. You wouldn't see it anyway.
Listen. Okay, here's my 2 cents. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm smoking a fabulous cigar. Absolutely fabulous.
What are you smoking?
He already told
I'm smoking
it.
A Potica Lusitania.
Yeah. Okay.
Cuban.
Yep.
Oh, it's Cuban.
Okay. Where's it from? It's very nice.
I forgot.
We haven't even lit ours up yet.
Costa and I had Mirafels tonight.
There's a kid Cuban. Walking along the lake.
Uh-huh.
You should push him.
He's walking on the lake?
I don't know why.
Get on your
his
knees.
His name's Jesus.
The diddler's interesting.
He dropped his phone? Well, it's in the lake. It's dead. Moron dropped his phone over the fence in the lake.
Uh-huh. Well, unless you want them waterproof ones. Anyway, Ricky, let's cut to the chase here. How's things in Florida?
It's beautiful.
Been in any shops lately?
Oh, I've been to lots of shops. Yeah. All up and down Ybor.
That was a great picture of Liberty.
I spent some time in Cigar International.
Uh-huh.
Went to a couple other cigar shops in Ybor. They were really nice.
Cool.
But, Tomorrow I'll be at the Burn Lounge.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll be coming back.
Okay, very cool.
And then I'm playing golf on Sunday. I'll be at Cigar Life.
With Hunter Rick.
So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Awesome.
What means? All right.
So it should be good.
Yeah. Well, we're all waiting here to light our cigars, so.
So that was
okay.
A great chat, buddy.
Commence lighting. Good talking to you.
So, Ricky, if you gave us your 2 cents, are you expecting change back?
What? Very funny.
Well, that's the Jewish thing.
Yeah. Totals.
Yeah. See you later, Ricky.
Bye, Ricky.
All right, Ricky.
All right, see you later. Bye-bye.
Well, that was fun.
Let's light them up. Oh, wait a minute. We got to do a cold draw.
Yeah.
I did already, yeah.
Some, I got nothing.
Some cedar-ish hay.
Oh, maybe a little raisin or fig or something like that.
Yeah, earthy, very earthy.
Yeah,
yeah, yes.
It smells like the earth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's do it.
It's got to be Nicaraguan. So oh, guys, stop talking over each other.
You mean the way Wiki does?
Uh huh. All right, let's see.
Alex,
here.
Yeah. Some sweet spice.
So to add on to your thing about houses are like women,
yeah,
they're also better if you don't get them from the city.
You know, okay. I can agree with that.
I shouldn't say that. My wife was born and raised and still lives in Boston.
Is this a Dunbarton?
No!
there's your two voices.
La Perla.
Nope.
You had trouble lighting it.
It's a cigar.
It definitely is.
Mm-hmm.
I like it so far.
Seems really wet because I'm having a hard time lighting it.
It's because I pulled it out of my ass earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Why is your ass so wet?
Uh-huh. Why do you put cigars up your ass?
Well,
it helps
the day go by.
Chuck Diddle didn't, you know what, on his cigar, so that's why it's wet.
It's a Toro.
It's the Ookie cigar.
Yeah. 54 ring gauge?
Yep, 6x54.
Standard Toro Parejo.
So far, so good. I like the taste.
Well, yeah, I don't think I've had this one before. Here.
So, I'm gonna say, is it Ecuadorian Sumatra?
No.
It tastes like
Yeah,
an
you gotta Ecuadorian. Give us,
you guys give us the description.
You can guess a little bit before I just give you
That's right, before you give it all up, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a Maduro.
Yeah, fool around a little bit before he gives it all up.
Okay. I've had this, a Habano.
I've had the cigar this before.
Habano. No. No.
Caganosa?
No.
It's,
getting that saltiness from it.
All right, so, I'll give you a little bit.
Go ahead, give us a little bit, and then you can go.
Connecticut broadleaf wrapper.
Oh.
Ah. Dominican binder with fillers from the Dominican, Nicaragua, as well as Pennsylvania broadleaf.
Oh.
Pennsylvania broadleaf.
Okay, so would you like to do the troops there?
I'll do it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Spocky.
Like to salute all the troops, and thank you for fighting the good fight. You know, Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, and also, of course, our local emergency services. Just keep fighting the good fight.
Amen.
Great. Thank you. All right, so here we have a little mailbag activity here. But we're gonna, we have a little note from the rabbi.
Oh, God. Ah. I wonder what this says for rabbi.
What do you think?
Huh? I got some ideas. I mean, maybe I should brush my teeth first before listening to
this. That's right. Maybe you should. Mm-hmm.
With some fluoride-free toothpaste.
Fluoride studies. Who's this from, Pat? Well, that's from Pat.
Every time you mention his name, I think of the Intenso.
Well, yeah, of course. That's I want to smoke that a cigar
again.
Yeah, me
too. That was great.
It doesn't matter if it has fluoride or not. I'm losing my teeth.
I had a whole box of them. I've done one already.
Yeah. Oh, well, that was a year ago.
Yeah.
That was, yeah.
Okay, where did it go?
Did you delete it?
No, it's on the... Oh, here it is. Oh, I have to go back for a few. Too many chats. Okay, Rabbi Cutabov writes in yesterday. I just finished listening to last week's episode at OMG. I can't believe that Pat read something on the internet and is now an expert on the chemistry of salts of fluorine called fluorides. Is he talking about calcium fluoride, CaF, or magnesium fluoride, MgF, or iron fluoride, FeF, or perhaps sodium fluoride, NaF, which is very similar to sodium chloride, NaCl, all of which are minerals that can be dug from the earth. Sorry, Pat, but your knowledge of chemistry is severely lacking. I would never dare to make any claims to you about flowers. I would expect you to have the same respect for me. I guess he's a chemist.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, if you said something about plants, I didn't know about, this has happened to me multiple times. I don't know everything about plants, and I'm open-minded to things. You know, sometimes, you know, there's new things that come about. It's science, so... You know, things change and develop.
He goes on.
Oh, really?
He says, end rant, and then, oh, by the way, the earth is not flat.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So, you know, I'm not as well read up as some other people are, but what I've heard is I stay on my ground. I've heard a lot of good evidence that's very... you know, I believe it. I believe what I hear. Not because it's on the internet, but because a lot of different people from a lot of different groups and talking to a lot of different people agree with me. And and since I've made these choices,
We're moving on. It's St. Patrick's Day, Joe. Yeah,
starting to fall asleep there in a second.
So, how many of you guys are smoking Candelas for St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah,
Filthy Hooligans, or
I smoked one of those at last time we were at Grumpy's.
I have.
So
I've never had a Candela.
The Aladino Candela was good.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. I liked that.
I had a Hooligan last year. I haven't been able to find them this year.
They have them downstairs.
Oh, okay.
Maybe on the way out. Maybe go get one.
I should have grabbed one, but I didn't.
Can we mention our special guest sitting right next to me?
Sure.
Go right ahead and introduce the special guest.
We should play the Irish King for him.
Maybe play this one.
Oh!
There you go. That's the Twins theme song, so.
Yeah.
The old fat cigar.
Old fat cigar.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to turn your mic on. I got to bring you up. Go ahead.
So, Dave, how many podcasts of the Hacks have I been on, roughly?
God. I can't count.
How many Not Just Blown Smokes podcasts have I been on?
Like none?
None.
So, guys, we got Sean, the manager of Twins, sitting next to me here. He's hanging out with us a bit.
What's up, boys? Thanks for coming.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
Two times in 1 week.
So how many $10 you got downstairs there?
We have the Alec Bradley Hooligan, and we have the Robusto and Toro from Aladino, which both have different wrappers. They tried a... Correct me if I'm wrong, broadleaf. This year's Candela is actually a broadleaf.
Huh. Broadleaf Candela. Different. Yeah, that was very different. We smoked it.
The two Aladinos have different wrappers, both Candelas. So they do smoke actually very different.
Now, a bunch of us were on a Not Just Blowing Smoke and three, 4 weeks ago when we smoked that one on there.
Yes.
It was actually good. Really good.
Yeah, it takes away a little bit of the grassiness.
It was a Sumatra, I think.
Yeah, you're right. Sumatra. Yeah.
And what's the Roma Craft one? The Formidian from Formosa? Ramon for something or other. Forsaken.
From Ramon.
Yeah, we try to stock up only what goes for the holiday because they don't sell throughout the year.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys going to get the new Metallica one that's coming out?
Besides the M81?
Yeah. Shade to Black.
Shade to Black?
Yeah.
Huh.
The M81 Drew Estate event we had one of our most successful in the past couple of years. So
nice.
We probably do something very similar. Gave away a guitar.
Yeah, I just saw them post it today. They're coming out. I don't know if it's released yet, but they said they're coming out with the PCA, new Shade of Black
CA stuff.
Uh oh.
I
assume it's Drew Estate as well.
Yes, it is.
What happened, Dave?
Uh oh. I just got the little black tar stuff come out the end of my cigar. I've only been on this thing for 5 minutes, and I got that little. Bitter stuff coming out. I'm going to cut it off in a minute.
Yeah, it'll just get worse.
I've cut it off before. It works. Just get rid of it.
I like it so far.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
I can do that.
I don't know many Connecticut broadleaf. I mean, Rocky Patel does some of them, but I don't think this is a Rocky.
It's not a Rocky.
It's Dominican.
So I'm getting a little fruitiness out of it. Sorry, I didn't mean to talk.
I get like a little fruity.
I get like a cherry... Fruity,
yeah.
Raspberry. We talked about the raspberry earlier. No one dare gives me the raspberry.
Anybody get an almond out of it? Or
no comment.
Very nice. All right, what else we got in the news segment here? Oh, Grumpy's Cigar Lounge. They got new hours. They're going to start opening at noontime.
Nice.
Wednesday to Sunday.
Still closed Monday and Tuesday.
Monday and Tuesday is not open yet. Mm-hmm. We're doing 5 days a week.
It's still good.
And starts this week.
Nice.
So this Wednesday.
Very nice.
So.
They're getting there.
Grumpy's for lunch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love Grumpy's. Very friendly guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Good
guys.
And even the regulars are very friendly there.
Yeah.
Very friendly.
It's a good place.
They're friendly here, too.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Twins.
Well, we'll save that for local.
That's because of Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're not at local center.
I don't really know many of the regulars here, though. That's the thing. Because so many people, it's hard to, you know. But in Grumpy's, it's a small area, so you meet everybody.
You just don't hang out here enough. That's the problem.
Well, yeah, that's it.
That
Alex,
too.
Do you know any regulars?
I think I know a few. You can probably name off half the bar right now.
Sean, did you ironic, I'm usually the grumpy one. Maybe I should work at Grumpy's and not.
Hey, Alex.
Yes.
Because you're a regular here, that's why I'm not.
Oh,
yeah. Ouch.
That's okay.
You know Grumpy has not been grumpy lately. Every time I see him, he's smiling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's ruining his reputation.
I can do better.
Sean, I was going to ask if you started charging Alex rent yet.
No. Obviously, going to stop paying for the Wi-Fi a little bit.
When he brings his pillow, that's when he's going to start charging.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Sean, there's only one regular right now. You know him, too.
Oh, yeah.
Private joke.
Yeah, I got no kisses on.
Yeah, so is this.
Where's the beef?
Oh, wait a minute. There we go. Just do it that
no
way.
Beef. It's Lent.
Oh, that's right. It's Friday in Lent.
Yeah.
No beef.
No beef.
What's the matter for you?
That's where the beef is.
What's the matter
Friday
for you?
In Lent. Good call.
Sean, you guys got anything going on St. Patty's Day, or just hang out?
We actually have a bagpiper coming around Saturday and Sunday. We don't know when. He's going to squeeze us into his route. They do like 10 events, so
yeah.
I'm guessing between 3 and 6 each day, but he couldn't give us a good time. Just one guy. He's gonna pop on the deck because it's hard to play bagpipes in the smoke. So he's gonna come to the deck, play a couple songs. We have, again, don't quote me on the days and time, but again, Saturday and Sunday we have Jameson coming, Guinness coming, Slane whiskey. So we have three or four different companies coming, giving out swags.
The podcast will come out on Monday. It'll be great because that'll all be over. Yeah. What's up, Bill?
I don't understand. St. Patrick's Day is Irish. Bagpipes are Scottish.
I was just going to say that.
Bagpipes always show up on St. Patrick's Day. I don't understand it.
Well, it's a mystery.
That's a conspiracy right
there. Because here in the States, that's all the same.
Yeah. States, it's just an excuse to drink.
So nothing super formal, but just a bunch of companies stopping in, showing us, you know.
Yeah. Nice.
Showing you Guinness.
Chillin' Guinness,
good.
And I think that Guinness are the Guinness girls, so we'll see.
Oh. I might have to come then. Yeah, when's girls. That, Saturday or Sunday?
You're not allowed to come.
Sunday. No, you're not allowed to. No.
They came today and put shamrocks everywhere.
Oh, is that where those came from?
Yeah. Yeah, cool.
I'll give them my shamrock.
All two leaves of it, yes.
It's just the stem.
I was going to say that.
Just the petiole.
The two-leaf shamrock.
Mm-hmm.
With a stem. Nice. Perfect. All right. New England Cigar Expo is coming up. Mm-hmm. Or the ticket sales is coming up on May 1st. Yeah. May 4th. Saturday, May 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
And the New England Cigar Expo is September 27th, 28th. Last weekend in September. Get your tickets. And the other thing that's going on, the tickets for the Connecticut Barn Smoker just went on sale Friday.
Oh,
today.
Oh, they did?
Might be too late by now, but.
Really?
Mm-hmm. At midnight.
It sells off fast.
They went up on midnight this morning, which was 3 days ago, if you're listening to this.
So, for those of you who don't know what that is, can you give a little more detail?
The Connecticut Barn Smoker? It's a Drew Estate. Big smoke event.
Oh, nice.
In Connecticut at a farm in a barn.
Oh, does that sell out, or is that like open? It does sell out.
Yep. It's like Rocky Mountain Cigar Fest or the Big Smoke or any of those kind of things.
Hackapalooza. Smoking cigars in a barn with a lot of hay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Hey. Well, out in the field. If it's good weather, everybody's out in the field there. It's a tobacco field. It's in the Connecticut River Valley. They make broadleaf and all that good stuff. Connecticut.
Hey. Sounds like fun. Hey, with the monkeys?
Yeah. And they do one in Florida. They do the Florida Barn Smoker down at the...
Oh, yeah. It's unavailable. It's already sold out.
All sold out.
Oh,
yeah.
You
sells out
me.
Instantly. If I knew, Pat, I would have called you at 2 in the morning when I noticed it.
Yeah.
It was probably sold out by then, too.
I wanted to get me and my grandfather tickets.
No, nope, not happening.
My grandfather and I.
Guess what? No Bond Smoker tickets for you this year.
Well, he's 88, and so he might not make it another year. So
get him Expo tickets. New England Cigar Expo.
There you go.
Two days. So the Bond Smoker is just Saturday, August 10th, and it's 11 to 6. It's like one day. It's just one afternoon.
Yeah, well, he's 87 also, so he can't last 2 days of cigar smoke.
Yeah.
He's one and done, maybe two. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
We'll see.
So that's what I got in the news. All done with that.
Cool.
What, anybody else got any good stuff going on here?
Somehow, the shack. Oh, we got the shack.
Yeah, that'll be over too.
Well, tomorrow.
Tomorrow's going to be.
The party for the hell of it, the 29th.
That's coming up. Yeah, that's in current events. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a cigar shop. It's not an event, but Lucas will be playing tomorrow night.
Sunday.
Tomorrow night.
Sunday.
But that's yesterday when this airs.
Yeah.
So, you guys start talking about stuff that's in the past, you know?
Sean was talking about stuff this weekend that's going on here. It's going to be in the past, so, I mean.
Back to the future.
Mm-hmm. It's at least easier than when we were, like, 2 weeks ahead.
Yeah, right.
Sean, how was the pipe event
that
you guys had?
Very good. We had, almost 30, 40 people.
Wow.
We did, like, a little speakeasy up here.
Nice.
Filled the humidor full of pipes. We got sick of doing the pipe events downstairs. Big giant selling events. It's a pipe community is the same community, so we wanted to mix it up and not make them feel like they had to keep buying pipes. And we can only buy so many pipes,
right?
So we turned it kind of up here into a little speakeasy.
You have to talk to the pipe people because it's like shoes with the ladies. It's like you never have too many pipes.
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
Right. Well, a lot of them do get they buy and sell them and keep it down. But yeah, we want a little bit different environment. And I think we were successful and we got some pretty positive feedback from it. So
Mm-hmm. Nice.
A lot of people dressed up. It was a Peaky Blinders theme, so
cool.
It was good to see. Even some of the some of our bartenders dressed up as well, so it was nice.
Nice.
Oh, that's awesome.
Very cool.
That show was awesome. Yeah, any of you guys watch that?
What show?
Peaky Blinders?
No.
Oh, my God. That is unreal. I've watched that. I think I watched it through twice. It was that good.
Well, I've seen it on Netflix. I'll have to watch it. Yeah. I've seen the advertisements.
Uh-huh. Okay. Tuesday is the beginning of... Come on. Yes, sports.
Oh, baseball?
March Madness.
March Madness. I don't watch college.
So
I've been actually watching some basketball. The Celtics have been doing good getting into that.
Yeah, the Big East tournament is going on right now. It'll probably end Sunday or something like that.
I knew it was starting. Merrimack lost yesterday or two nights ago. Providence lost against UConn, go figure. Got smoked, but they won, I think, against some other team last night. UConn, everyone's saying UConn can win this thing. I mean, they're number two. They're a killer team, so we'll see what happens.
They're a solid number two?
Yeah. And then I forget the other...
Come on!
The other team, but...
I just got that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how it goes. It should be good.
It's all Greek to me.
So what's happening in the football draft?
So the football draft, latest is the Patriots are still going to pick a quarterback. I'm indifferent on, like, they do desperately need a quarterback. I'm not a fan of them signing Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, that's
a nothing move. It shows that you're kind of already mailing it in this year, because I don't see the rookie coming in lighting the world on fire. I don't have high hopes, but I have a small amount of hope that they might pull off a trade for Justin Fields. Just a little bit, because that would be interesting, and his trade value has been dropping like crazy. So that would be nice. He'd be more entertaining than Jacoby. So
yeah.
I don't know. It's we've seen the Jacoby Brissett experiment. I'd really like them to see them draft the wide receiver, Marvin Harrison Jr. That's the more entertaining pick to me. But
yeah, that'd be a good pick.
But going for the long, going for the rebuild, trying to get back to being a actually halfway decent football team. It's not exactly the smartest move. So, but I will say, in Patriots related, as much as I don't like buying more streaming services, the Dynasty documentary on Apple Plus TV, whatever it is, has been really good. They show in depth on the the first few Super Bowls. They go a little more in depth on like their controversies, like Spygate, Deflategate. I believe that just wrapped up today. I think the last couple episodes. I didn't watch the ending, but they go into the split between Brady and Bill and all them. And it's so far one thing I just haven't liked about it is it's produced by the Crafts, and the second half of it they really drag Bill through the mud.
Really?
Sometimes it's deserved, but he also doesn't. He doesn't do anything to help his case. He just says, I'm not going to comment on that. What do you expect? But at the same time, it's a very fascinating documentary. They go over how overblown and crazy Deflategate was. You forget how crazy that was over deflated footballs.
It was crazy.
They showed a clip from, literally, was the NBC Nightly News with Brian Williams. They went from him, talking about, an Iraqi freaking truck getting bombed, and then they're like, and then Tom Brady is still appealing his case for deflated football. It's like, they gloss over the, what's going on in the Middle East, which is real world important stuff, and they're just Tom Brady deflated football. It's so
has that ever been deliberated, that Inflategate?
Oh, he did it.
Yeah.
I have no doubt.
Done and over with.
Yeah, it's done and over with. He served his time. It's whatever. And he'll never admit that he did it, but everybody knows he did it. But every other quarterback was doing. They even say that in the documentary. Other quarterbacks are hitting, slapping their balls with sandpaper and towels and stuff, doing more egregious things than deflating a couple of balls.
Rough on your balls.
Peyton Manning admitted he likes his balls overinflated.
Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers likes his balls inflated.
Yeah, well, Pat's out off the headset. How does he like his balls? With a shamrock, right?
I think we got to stop talking about balls.
Yeah, okay.
I have an answer, but you don't want to hear
it. Highly recommend that.
Yeah. But. So they bumped the salary cap up to something ridiculous.
Yeah, the Patriots are still not spending. I am proud that they re-signed a lot of important pieces. They re-signed Owenu, the tackle, which is I thought was the biggest signing that they needed to make. Kendrick Bourne, Hunter Henry, that's their back. But besides that, pretty lackluster free agency from them for having so much cap.
Yeah, they haven't brought anybody in new.
Yeah.
So it'll be like last year.
Yeah, it's going to be like last year. Might even be worse.
Okay. Time for current events. Who's Bill's reading current events?
I'll be reading,
can you see over there? You got enough light?
I can figure it out.
Okay.
Well, people, first we have Plastow Cigar in Plastow, New Hampshire. The Masters event 2024 with three leaf cigars. Wow, they make cigars with only three leaves? Da-dum bump. Friday, April 12th at noon. Castro's Back Room, Bedford, New Hampshire. Cavalier Cigars event with Nick Goss, Friday, April 12th, 5 to 9 p.m.
Oh, it says Mick Goss.
Yeah, I got it right, though. I know his name's Nick.
That's racist.
That's one for me. Well, it's, you know, it's...
St. Patty's weekend.
St. Patty's, they call him Mick Goss, yeah.
Two Guys Smoke Shop in Salem, Nashua, and Seabrook, New Hampshire. A night with Al McAuliffe of McAuliffe Cigars, Friday, April 19th, 6 to 8 p.m. $39.99 per person includes dinner, cigars, and a Q&A. Mm-hmm. Grumpy Cigar and Lounge, Hudson, New Hampshire.
You're doing right by Twins, man. There's one.
I was saving the best for last.
I was.
Look at the look on Sean's face right now.
Christoph Cigar event at Grumpy's on Saturday, March 30th, 4 p.m., sorry. Music by Two Drink Minimum with a Blackstone, win a Blackstone grill. Twins Londonderry, New Hampshire, not just Blowing Smoke podcast, in the 724 Lounge, Mondays at 8 p.m.
Did you finally get them up
yep,
and rolling?
They're all set. Yep, going to do it on their own now. Yep.
Can I add one to that right now?
Sure.
So we're going to put this on the books tomorrow. Just going to announce it. We have Eduardo from Foundation Cigars coming, I believe, April 13th. And what we're going to do up here, 20, 30 people up here in the lounge. He's going to have like a round table type discussion. Educate us on Foundation Cigars, Nick Melello, how he does his blends, how he named the cigars, and the whole history of that company.
Oh.
So I believe the buy-in is going to be you have to buy a 5-pack of cigars. You'll get a free cigar the day of the event and food included. And we're going to offer a special one. What's the George Thurgood Sarge one? Whiskey, one scotch, one beer, whatever that.
One bourbon, one scotch, so we're gonna have
a flight with a bourbon, scotch, and beer available during the event.
Oh, so that's cool.
Not a huge thing. Like, it's just a simple 5-cigar buy-in, and then it's going to be right here in the lounge.
Nice.
Just a Q&A session with him. Very educational.
So it's going to be like the Aganosa event? Like that tutorial type thing?
Yeah, not on the cigar, but yeah, basically the history of his brand.
So he's not going to tear the cigar.
It's not going to be
he'll do his own thing.
Yeah, it's a company based, not what's a wrapper and filler and binder. So. But something different. We're trying to do something different rather than just, a sales event. So should be educational.
That's cool.
Yep. Next, we have Cigar
Shenanigans.
Shenanigans. Wow. I even knew the word. I just couldn't say it.
Mm-hmm.
In North Conway in Littleton, New Hampshire. 10% discount off of all first responders and veterans. 20% discount on all active military members. Eli's Smoking Lounge, Nashua, New Hampshire.
Eli's. Is that four?
Yeah. No, three.
Okay.
Who's counting?
Not me.
Yeah.
Nick. Eli's Smoking Lounge, Nashua, New Hampshire. Stogie Wednesdays, all cigars and whiskeys 20% off. Ladies' night, Thursday, 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. $5 cocktails for the ladies. The lighting in here does suck. Diplomat Cigar Lounge in Keene, New Hampshire. Every Monday is military appreciation with 20% off for active duty and veterans.
All right.
Every Tuesday, all police, fire, and EMS personnel get 20% off their entire bill. Ladies' night on Thursdays. The Tobacco Shack, Raleigh, Mass. The party for the hell of it is Hell of It 3.0 is Friday, March 29th. Victory Bar and Cigar, Worcester, Mass.
the victory opening at Shining Rock Golf Club Monday, June 10th. Oh, $600 per foursome. Golf, food, cigars, and more. What, Pat?
No, I was just saying that they're doing an event. That's
the
awesome.
Victory opening, the open. That's not the opening. It's the open.
Yeah.
It's a golf tournament.
Okay, that was a mistake. The Victory Open and Shining Rock Golf Club.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. J's Havana Cigar Lounge, Coventry, Rhode Island. Dinner for a Cure, Tuesday, April 23rd, 6 p.m. $60 per person includes dinner and three cigars.
That's a charity event for some cure. I forget what it was, but I didn't put it on the thing.
Live music, Saturday nights, 8 to 11. White Ash Cigar Lounge, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Ladies' night, Wednesdays, 6 to 12. Drink specials. Cigar College, four consecutive Tuesdays starting March 19th, 8 to 9 p.m. Only eight students. $140 per person includes all four classes. Reserved today.
That sounds like a pretty cool little thing.
Yeah. Probably going to
do
sell
that
out.
Up here.
Havana Cigar, Warwick, Rhode Island. Rocky Patel dinner on March 28th at 6:30 p.m. $30 per person includes two Rocky Patel cigars.
Mm.
Vintage Cigar Lounge and Club. Westerly, Rhode Island. Military Mondays, all active military members receive 10% off their individual bill with valid ID. Best Cigar Pub, Drums, Pennsylvania. The bar and restaurant will be closed Mondays until April 1st. The spring tent sale is Thursday, April 4th to Saturday the 6th. The first annual Smoke and Nose Cigar Festival is Friday, May 17th through Sunday, May 19th. VIP, $250 per person. General admission, $175 per person.
So the tent sale is really pretty spectacular over there.
Oh, yeah.
We happened to hit it when we were there for the Pocono Palooza in the fall. We hit the fall tent sale the first year. They had some really good deals in the tent. But go ahead.
Smoke Ring Cigar Bar, Hazleton, PA. March Madness Cigar Event, Thursday, March 30th at 6 p.m. Smoker's Abbey, Nashville, Tennessee. Tim Ozinger's Behind the Blend, Oz Family Cigars event, March 28th, 6 to 9 p.m. En Fuego, McKinney, Texas. BYOB wine tasting event on Tuesday, March 26th at 7 p.m.
Yeah, bring a bottle and share it with everybody else and taste theirs. And
get drunk on wine.
Yeah, huh. It's a wine and cigar thing.
The Cigar Quarters, Haines City, Florida. Mardi Gras party, Saturday, March 23rd, 9 to 2 a.m. 9 p.m. to 2 a.m.
We can see Nurse Rick will be there.
That's a reason not to go. And last but not least, Corona Cigars, Sarasota, Florida. Guns and Gars, Smoke 'em If You Got 'em event, Saturday, March 30th, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Corona Cigar, Sarasota.
Okay.
So,
and that's it for the current event. Yeah, we have one more. Go ahead.
One more, yeah. So there's a new bar opening up close to me in Massachusetts. It's called Tara Bosch Cigars. They had a soft opening today. It's at 205 Andover Street, Route 114 in Peabody.
Oh.
So they're getting the stock ready.
Next to the BMW place across from the North Shore Mall.
Yeah, they're getting it. My gas man was in there today. He said they had not too much stuff. They're getting their stuff ready. They're thinking about putting a full walk-in humidor in the second floor. And no chairs right now, but just sales for now.
I was going to say, no booze in there, I would assume.
No, they're going to have, like, eventually going to have a lounge.
Like really? Near,
with alcohol?
But no booze.
Yeah.
What's the liquor store? Cappy's? Is it near Cap?
Kind of neither.
Yeah.
Right across the North Shore Shopping Center.
Yes.
It's in between Blinds to Go and the BMW dealer.
To get a smoking permit indoors in Massachusetts is quite the feat.
I know.
So,
I think that place is going to do really well because it's the only place around.
So, the Guns and Gars, I just wanted to mention, I met the owner, I forget his name, Brian, I think. Yeah, Brian. He's a nice guy. He has his own cigar, and I smoked it. And I mentioned to him about maybe coming up here. Me and Ricky both tried it, and Brad down there, and also, actually, I'll do a little plug for Bree, her new podcast. I forget the name of it. It's some,
well, that doesn't help.
Yeah. I'm blanking.
Shame on you.
No, I can pull it up right now as I'm speaking.
Yeah.
But she's got a new podcast, and they had that cigar on there. It's a decent cigar, but the band is a 1911 gun, and it's, which is pretty good, and it's a barber pole.
And it's called the podcast is Smoke Signals.
Ooh, Gasman, I love that. Yeah. He loves barber pulls.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a 6x60, and it's a pretty good cigar. I think it's a little overpriced, but he's making his rounds down there. He's a big gun guy, I think a retired Marine and biggest gun seller in Florida. So,
So what is this Guns and Gars?
Yeah, so he wanted to get into the cigar industry, and he's actually never smoked a cigar previous to having his own business.
Huh.
But he's trying to grow the business, so it's worth trying. It's a $20 cigar. Well, that's how much it costs. I mean, I'm surprised it's that much. I would say it's a better $12 cigar. It's worth $12.
Did you say it was a barber pole?
It's a barber pole.
So speaking of barber poles.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Can you talk about it?
Yeah. We got a final permit from the state. Got all the town permits, state permit for the barbershop downstairs, held downstairs here in Londonderry.
Awesome.
We have a barber lined up. We have a goal of April 4th. Nice. Coming up soon.
No, that's in a couple of weeks.
No, knock on wood, we can make that goal, but we're right there. We have some credit card payment and a new POS, but everything's in place, so it's looking really, really good.
What kind of hours are...
Right now, our barber's in school to get his master's license, so he's going to be restricted to Thursday, Friday, Saturday for now, 11 to 6.
Okay.
And only to go, we'll grow from there. And then what we have worked out with him, he's going to... The goal is for him to grow the barbershop. We want, it's our barbershop, we'll manage it, but we want him to grow it and really make it his.
Yeah,
so nice. Bringing on new barbers and new services is kind of be his oyster, so to speak.
Awesome. Yeah.
So are you? He's a super nice kid, very good at what he does. Yeah, he's working some really high end shops.
Yeah.
So he's stuck with us for the past 6 months while we've been going back and forth. So we're very excited.
Awesome.
Very nice.
Bill, are you going to allow smoking while being?
I don't think so. It's built with ventilation for smoking, but I mean, if you're a barber, even if you're a customer in there, I don't think that's comfortable.
Just wondering.
Yeah.
Just wondering.
So I mean, we have the lounge up here. Come up here, have a cigar and a drink while you're waiting or right after. But as you're getting your hair cut, I don't think
Yeah, be blowing smoke in the
right. It's, I don't think it's
barber's face. Yeah. Right? It's not going to work.
Can you have like a bourbon or something while you're getting a haircut?
Legally we can. We haven't decided if that's going to be normal. Okay. But
me and Alex, we go to Varnished in Manchester, and that's something that they do. It's like they have bourbons and simple stuff. Yeah. Like no one's getting like margaritas.
Yeah, we haven't fully. We've had many discussions on it. And
you would have to have a separate bar in there.
Well, I mean,
if you were to do that,
no, you could. Yeah,
you can't go down there with you.
Technically, you can, but we.
So the way Varnished works is actually you can bring a bottle and put your name on it, and they have like a whole shelf just for that. Or behind the desk, they have like four or five bottles of different whiskey, scotch, whatever.
It's usually those bottles that people bring in that have stayed there like past their.
Expiration
a lot of,
date?
Not expert. Like, they're a lot of time.
And they actually, it's part of the haircut. As soon as you walk in, it's like, oh, you want a drink? And they just hand you whatever
it's
you want.
Yeah, it's complimentary with the haircut.
That's awesome.
So we haven't decided either way on that. Like I said, we're going to get open, see how it goes, and we can tweak it from there. But
have you decided?
We have the ability to smoke in there. We have the ability to drink in there. We just haven't decided what would flow better. So.
Yeah.
Are you letting the barber decide on prices, or do you have...
No, the prices are set. It's his prices that we agreed upon.
That's going to be great. One-stop shop, huh?
Yeah.
You get cigars, you get the booze, and you get a haircut.
Yeah. I'm on my way home from my haircut.
Club, though.
No.
Well, all you need is Kenny to come do shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Bad idea. So, I'll never leave.
Neither will Pat.
So to kind of piggyback off of that, we did, I don't know, what, 3-4 weeks ago, the group I'm with, we had a big event here with Swim of the Mission, and Twins was nice enough to host it for us, put on a whole, like, tutorial, this whole event. Now, when I was talking to you and Tyler behind the bar, you guys were thinking about making this like a corporate thing you might offer. You guys put any more thought into that?
We have, because your group was the biggest we've had. We give tastings for eight, similar to that, anybody who comes and wants donations for charity. That's kind of our giveaway, because we can't really give cigars. So we usually have these 8 to 10 people, much smaller scale, but yours was the first one we tested. And I thought it went well for us and you guys. Very well received. It was on a slow day here, brought some business. So it was a win-win for everybody. So, that piqued our interest in to kind of make a formal program out of this.
Nice.
With a bourbon education and a cigar education. So, yeah, we are going to expand that.
Yeah, I think that'd be great for companies that want to, get out and try to do, something different.
Yeah. Definitely.
Cool. And I talked to you about that yesterday.
Yep.
Oh, the olive oil event.
You should do a singles
private. It's a private club that I just joined. It's a no booze sold, no cigars sold. They have their own lockers. It's more of a networking business type of place. It's 24 hours access.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. And then there were, he was telling me they have like a monthly speaker series. So
yeah.
We thought about maybe doing kind of what we did at your event, yep. Alex, and us going there and having a liquor spirit expert and a cigar expert and kind of doing like a little speaker series.
Nice. Event. You guys should do a singles night here.
Yeah?
That would be good.
Yeah, we do.
Twin speed dating. It's going to be a bunch of guys here.
You'd fit right in.
Nice. But yes, long story short, April 4th, excited about the barbershop.
Sweet.
Yep. That's cool. Awesome.
Nice. Thursday through Saturday for now, only to grow from there.
Good.
Beans. Awesome.
Oh, is he doing beard cuts too, or just, yep. just hair?
Beard as well, yeah.
All right. All right. So we need to go to the cigar here.
Above
we
the
have,
neck.
We have
above
been not talking about the cigar here at all.
Yeah.
It's really good. I mean, it's just everybody looks like they're enjoying it. I haven't seen any touch-ups or anything.
Nothing.
No.
Burning very nice.
It's a lot of warm, earthy flavors, but it's nothing too strong.
No.
It's nice medium. I wouldn't put it above medium. I think it's solid medium. Maybe a 6 out of 10.
It's not an LFD, is it?
No.
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 Nope.
Nope. Perdomo?
This is the second time I've had this. I had this a couple weeks ago. Pat the lawyer actually is the one that introduced me to it. He said, you got to try this.
Not an Opus.
Not an Opus. Not
nope. How about a Plasencia?
Nope.
If it is what I think it is, it's a sleeper cigar. It is a very good cigar that doesn't have the recognition it should.
So one thing I read, which I found interesting, if you're not from the Northeast, you probably would have no idea what this is.
Okay. Not a clue.
Northeast. Well, I said Dunbar, and it's not that.
Here's a clue, too. This family who creates this cigar was very close friends with Kurt and helped him get 724 off the ground.
Yeah. Huh. 603?
Nope.
No,
nope.
Well, that's a local thing.
Nope. The one of Brian's cigars?
It's not a three leaf.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
It's not the Albano three leaf.
No, it's definitely not. They don't have one this color.
Yeah.
All right. Well, moving.
Give up. 1-0.
Moving right along
well,
here.
We got to do the rating.
Guess what? It's time for the rating.
We got to rate it.
Time for the rating. All right. We need to do a little rating time, so I'm going to get the calculator out. So let's start over here with the maestro, or no, the fiddler. The maestro is the other guy.
I like the cigar. Very good construction. Smoked really well. Didn't have to retouch it. Canuted, but it straightened itself out. Got a nice little bit of spice and a little bit of earthy. I'd give this an 8.5.
All right. Costas.
This is a nice construction. I like how it's made. It's a little light for me.
It's not a Dapper.
Yeah.
I like the earthiness of it. But I got to give it my lowest point, my lowest rating. I got to give it 7.25.
Spocky!
I'm enjoying this. I had to relight it once, but that was due to me blabbering on, not taking, not smoking it fast enough.
You're talking about football.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Football. Yeah.
That'll take your attention off of it. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. But no, I like the flavor. For me, it's perfect. It's right between that mild and bold, full body flavor for me. So I actually really enjoy that. I'd say 8.7.
All right, Pat.
I'm digging it. The faster I smoke it, though, the spicier it gets. But I'm still digging it. It's burning well. I'm enjoying it. I'm going to give this an 8.8.
All right, Mr. GC.
So,
or Leprechaun King.
Yeah, I agree with what everybody said, as far as the construction. I didn't have to relight it or anything. It was burning a little bit crooked for a sec, but it did straighten itself out. Like I said, this is the second time I've had this. First time was just as good. This is just as good as the first time. Really good balance of spice and sweet and, that earthiness taste. It's, in my opinion, it's a damn good cigar, I ended up buying a box of it tonight.
Really?
Yep.
And I'll probably give this... It's not something I would typically go for, but I really enjoy it. So I'm going to go a higher rating and give it an 8.8.
You're smoking a Papasaka, so...
No. Oh, you're smoking something else. Okay, go ahead there.
Definitely agree with the fine construction of this cigar. It's right up my alley in terms of taste. I do get the earthiness, and as I'm down to the last third, and it's got a little bit of spice building... The spice is built more as it's gotten shorter.
The spice is built.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it a 9.
Nice.
A 9 for you. Okay. I did get that little bit of tar at the beginning there. I cut it off, and it's been fine since, so that worked. So you ever have that happen? The little black stuff comes out and just cut the...
I get that with Fuentes a lot now.
Just cut it off
and had
start
that.
Again.
Had
yeah, it happens every
I've had it with Fuentes, too. Yeah.
I've had it with a couple of... different brands. Maybe it's the way I smoke it. Maybe it's the way I cut it. Who knows? But you get that little drip of black bitterness coming out. Just chop it off. And this is the construction on this is great. The flavor's not too bad. And I kind of like it. It's I won't do a 9 on this one. And that comes out to 60.05 and there's 4, 5, 6, 7. All right. Divided by 7 is... 8.57, so
8.6.
Not too bad.
It's a decent cigar. Anything in the 8s is decent cigar.
Yeah,
definitely a medium profile on this.
What's the price point on this?
About $13.
Okay. What is it?
Not bad.
Okay, so now we get to find out what it is.
So this is the Topper Grande.
Oh, I've had this.
125th anniversary.
Topper, you said
Topper.
I've never.
Topper's out of Connecticut.
Yep, they're right out of Connecticut. That's where the Northeast thing comes from. It says if you're not from the Northeast, you probably haven't heard of this.
Topper.
I haven't seen it. I'm gonna have to.
I don't know if I've had this land, but I've had a Topper.
Topper also does the Wheeling Marsh.
Yes. Yep.
I
haven't had it, but yes,
which is pretty good. Yeah, I've had it.
I believe the family has a lot to do with short filled cigars and cigarettes. Mm-hmm. I believe historically.
Well, you know, and this is in the corner of the humidor, place I don't like, a corner I don't usually go to because it's surrounded by other cigars I usually don't smoke. So that's probably why I've never seen it. And like I said, Pat the lawyer was like, "Hey, you ever try one of these?" And I said, "Nope." He was like, "You should."
Definitely turned me on to it.
What was that cigar he did a video on about Twins the other day? He posted on Twins Instagram.
Pat's Pick.
Was it the Padron Black?
No, it was like a $13 or $14 cigar, maybe $16. I want to grab that actually before we head out.
I don't remember. All I know is he had a Twins sweatshirt on with a size sticker still on it. Because he wasn't wearing the Twins gear, so he put on a sweatshirt with a price and size on it.
That's funny.
Well, I got to say, though, these videos you guys do are actually working because every time I try to come in and buy one after I saw the video, they're gone.
Yeah. And usually Pat's right on. Whatever he's recommended many cigars to me. Yeah. Everyone I've had has been great.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's credit to Connor. You've all met Connor, our newest tobacconist. He's also a videographer, and he's our social media guy. As much time as we can give him. He's the one that's been doing these little videos for us and kind of taking our social media to the next level.
He's doing a great job.
Yeah. You guys always have a good crew down there. Nick's always phenomenal. He always recommends good stuff for me, too. So.
Yeah, Nick.
You guys got a good crew down there.
We've segued right into local spotlight.
Exactly.
Well, we've been kind of doing it the whole night, to be honest.
Yeah. Very cool.
I was going to say, last time we did local spotlight here, I ended up speaking a lot. Jim, you're here just as much as I am, almost.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't say that.
Say that either.
I'm here quite often. I mean, it's great to finally do a podcast at, home base. Love the spot. Any drink you can think of is here. Great bartenders, great tobacconists. Great managers, obviously.
All one of them.
It's always great, like, no matter what, if I come here by myself, I'll end up talking either with a stranger or one of the regulars here. Just a great vibe in general. Plus, like, it's always good to, bust out the cribbage board or dominoes or whatever.
You play cribbage?
Yeah, I beat you, remember?
Oh, yeah, we played up at Castro's, that's right.
I beat you, and then you needed Ricky to hold your hand.
That's a shot.
But, it's a great spot. I don't spend as much time as Alex, but definitely have my fair share here. Mm-hmm.
So what's happening up at the Hookset store?
Connor's up there, right?
Yeah, Connor's over there now, okay. filling in for Dave, who left for a cell phone repair job. We have Jay, who's a retired Londonderry postmaster.
Oh, yeah?
Part-time. He runs that store for us part-time, which is all you need. We need a full-time employee, part-time manager. It works out pretty well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they've cleaned up the store. They've done some research on what the customers want, and we're able to transfer better inventory over there based on the customer need. It's a whole different clientele, believe it or not. Like,
yep.
It's a whole different cigars that move over there, so Jay's done a good job studying that and getting what people want.
Good.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
but one thing we're looking at doing Hookset is maybe do some different type of events. It's not a sexy, exciting place to go without a bar, but we do have a nice lounge. We have a nice patio. We have a huge grass area, so we're trying to generate some ideas.
It is a BYOB kind of place.
BYOB, yeah. So,
we should do a podcast.
You can get one of those. Get one of those cornhole things.
Yeah, cornhole podcasts, dinners, barbecues, stuff like that.
Yeah, we've done podcasts up there before. Yeah.
I've never been up there, but
it's been a while.
I got to go up there. Mm-hmm.
That's an even better place. I know Alex comes here to work a lot. It's a quieter place if you want to get some work done. Not as busy, background noise. But again, some people work better. And
you know,
we have Pat, the law student, who's gotten his degree here. So it's just whatever makes you more successful. It's best, and it's 7 minutes away from here. So
For those who don't know, where's it located?
It's exit 9 on 93 on West Alice Ave, right off Hookset Road.
It's really only 7 minutes?
7 minutes.
I was going to say like 15, but...
Yeah, no, it's like three exits up.
Five if you drive fast enough.
Is there enough room to do a podcast there?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We've done it there a bunch of times, Yeah, we did the last time we did a podcast there was with Steve Saka and Cindy. And Casey.
Okay.
Casey's their accountant. Yeah, she came.
We should do it there.
Mm-hmm.
And here in Londonderry, we actually opened the deck up the other day. It's still too cold, but our goal is to have it up for St. Patrick's Day in case it got busy. It's still too early, but it is open.
Good.
Uncovered everything?
Everything's uncovered. Tables are out.
There's no more snow up there to throw snowballs at
it? No.
One night where
there was one
bombarded
night.
Pat, the law student.
he had his car parked right off the deck over there on the side. And, you got creamed. It was great.
The other thing we've been doing a better job in Londonderry here is we've always obviously been known for our high-end whiskeys, bourbons, and tequilas. But when I first got here, I felt like we kind of like do like a pulse and surge on the high-end stuff, the rare bottles. And I think Tyler and I have been doing a better job maintaining that top shelf consistently. You can put 2-3 awesome bottles out and they're gone in another 6 months. So I think our top shelf has been different with variety, but larger and more consistent.
I'll definitely add that. If you ever are looking for a new bourbon to try or anything, talk to Tyler. He knows every bourbon known to man.
Yeah, Tyler's been a great addition to the team here. Yes.
You were talking about something with this wall. Is there any movement on that?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, we wanted to open that wall up, put like a display of high-end bourbons. Yeah, but no, nothing since.
Well, I know a GC.
Is he better than our HVAC guy?
Probably. If you need an electrician, I'm handy too.
It'll just never get done. It'll always be a couple days till it's done.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the
almost
heat.
Always done.
Yeah.
I spent my birthday here. I wanted to mention that. I had a great time on Sunday. It was great. Levi made me a special drink.
Blowjob shot.
How'd you know?
That's a casual drink.
That's a casual drink. For me. That was a lot of. I didn't do the.
Kind of a tradition here.
Yeah,
I think Aliska or whatever she changed her name to 7 times. she started that, and it's kind of fun.
I had the shot. I didn't, dive into it, but
you're supposed to only use your mouth.
Yeah, I know. I don't.
Yeah, I spent my birthday here.
You didn't want to show off.
Yeah, I didn't want to show off. But I smoked the Conviction.
Oh, awesome.
And it was a great cigar. But then I smoked the DBS afterwards, and it was almost as good and a fifth of the price. The Conviction, I really enjoyed it.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it was a good cigar. It wasn't spicy. Very smooth.
I like the DBS better, too. I have a box.
Yeah.
If you want one, I'll bring one for you.
Oh, you don't have to, Chuck. Thank you, though. But you would like it. You would like the DBS.
Yeah, DBS is awesome.
I have had the DBS before.
Yeah, and but the Conviction, it was a great time. I played some cribbage with some guys, that come in here all the time. I haven't met them. I've seen them, but I didn't meet them until my birthday, so it was a good time.
When I was in here for my birthday last December, had a couple of buddies here with me. First time I smoked a Mirafell, which was delicious.
I was going to ask that. I see two Mirafells on the table.
Yeah, we smoked two tonight.
What's going on with this group? You guys getting pay raises here?
And a bunch of guys.
The money
came.
Guy.
So at my birthday, a couple of guys came in. They were speaking Greek, so they started talking with us. They started bringing the pizza in. It was like a regular party. So
I'm surprised. I mean, when I looked at that box, I thought it was female products you guys were had on the table. Because, I mean, it's like strawberry pink.
So you should smoke one.
Right down your alley.
Yeah, it looks like a Tiffany box.
Something like that.
That's a great cigar.
It's a wonderful cigar.
Yeah, it's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't say the same for Conviction, though. Maybe it was the bad box. I don't know.
You would think it would be so consistent, but I've heard so many mixed things with that cigar.
I know. I don't know what's going on.
All over the place. I'm lucky I had the... I mean, I'm good with choosing, you know, it's the Irish luck in me, choosing the right cigars, but...
Well, it's funny, because every cigar that came out of that box, people didn't have a great things to say about it. And yeah. I liked it, but it wasn't like, oh, it was fantastic.
I mean, it's the most expensive cigar I've ever had, so, I mean, I wouldn't spend that kind of money, but it was a good cigar.
So now I'm going to have to try it again because of what you said. So
I didn't buy... obviously, I didn't have one out of the box that you had. I ended up buying one here. And
you ended up buying two here.
I did. I bought two here. I only smoked one. I got the other one sitting in my humidor still.
It's almost done, yeah.
So what'd you think?
It's almost done, yeah.
It's not worth $100.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Well, you would buy five of those Tatawahe.
I've said it before, though.
But if you didn't have the price, forget about the price. How did you like the cigar?
It's a good cigar. It's a good cigar.
That's
I'm not
an important
say,
note, though. And you do need to forget about the price.
Yes.
When you
It is a very good cigar, but what Pat was just saying is like the, and I know you didn't like it, Chuck, but the La Union that's downstairs, that's my father and Tatuaje, that little combination they did, I love that cigar. That's a $60 smoke. I bought six of them in like a week.
Yeah. Each week.
Yeah, exactly. Both of them. I love them both.
There's two different cigars in that.
They're both amazing.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. I tried that, and it was no big deal to me, so I don't know what's
And
going.
Ricky liked the one that you gave
him. Yep.
I think Dom
Chuck, maybe it's your palate.
I don't know. I'll try it again.
I think sometimes just the price is overblown on it. Like, you got to just... Good cigars can be, you know, $10 or $20.
I mean, the best cigar is a free cigar. So.
Exactly. So to go back to, like, let's take the price point out of the Conviction. Yep, okay. It's a good cigar. I don't think it's Rocky's best.
Yeah, no, that's true, too.
That's what I was surprised
at. That's why I said the DBS. Yeah.
What I was saying was, like, you know, it was...
The ALR.
What I was going to say was that the Conviction, I couldn't believe that it wouldn't live up to its name. The box is great. The construction's great. It was a big hype, but, you know, I hate to say it because I smoke a lot of Rockies, but the DBS by far was much better.
My biggest issue with the Conviction was halfway through it, I had to relight it a couple times. I let it sit down because I wanted to milk it a little bit. I let it sit for like 5 minutes and it went out. It seemed like it was loosely packed, like there wasn't that much tobacco in it like a lot of other Rockies. Makes me think, you know, they're trying to extend as many cigars as possible, right? Makes sense. But it was a little disappointing that it went out as fast as it did. It wasn't like 10 or 15 minutes. It was 5 minutes. But good flavor.
Well, I'll try them both again.
All right. So the takeaway is get on the list for getting your hair cut downstairs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So when's the sign-ups going to start?
Well, that's going to be we're going to have to do that last minute because we're switching our POS system, which means we have to shut our old website off and turn the new one on the day we open. So
yeah, okay.
We really can't do anything until then.
Mm-hmm.
It's like literally.
Oh, so it's going to be online.
Yeah.
Reservations.
Yes, online reservations. Yeah. And that's the opening to our new POS e-commerce as well that we're going to build from that. So the barbershop is kind of dipping our toe in it. Very simple POS in a barbershop, obviously not online, just an appointment system. But from there, we're going to look into growing e-commerce. So it's the beginning of hopefully the next stage in our...
Evolution.
Yes. 5 years in a
very nice.
I heard.
Okay.
There's always something new happening at Twins. Yeah. Always.
Always.
Let's go over to Controversy Corner. Okay. Anybody got a topic? Before I spring into something here?
All I was going to talk about, which I don't know much about anyways, is...
Fluoride?
No.
Flat Earth?
No.
Bells?
No.
Take your pick.
What's on the docket?
Well, I just wanted to talk about the whole Boeing thing. It's crazy, and the whistleblower. I don't know if you guys heard about the whistleblower.
Oh, yeah, that's a crazy story.
But, you know, he ended up dead or killed himself the day after he had a meeting with the lawyers, and I think there was some government officials related to that, too, and he was trying to spread the word, and, you know, he's a whistleblower, and he ends up dead, and, you know, it's just kind of spooky shit, you know?
What was he blowing the whistle on?
On how Boeing's... Go ahead.
Keep it on. So he was...
You probably know more than me, because I don't know
shit. He was the quality control manager for Boeing, which obviously Boeing does, you know, they're mainly known for airplanes, but they also do missiles, weaponry, a ton of other stuff.
Yeah.
And he was saying that ever since COVID, their quality control has gone down the tubes. So he did one hearing about it, and he was supposed to go into more with lawmakers and everything, and that a couple days before that hearing was supposed to happen, he
wound up dead.
Killed himself.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is he could have been implicating himself. Who knows what the backstory is?
Well, he was the manager, I think, up till 17, and even before COVID, like, there was a lot of things. But since COVID, it's been even worse.
He said he's been in touch with the company since, you know, that was the thing. He still had friends with the company.
So a lot of it's not related just to Boeing. I was reading today, FAA, Boeing, aircraft manufacturers have all been relying heavily on this DEI stuff. So that's another controversy. But, you know, are they really hiring the quality people? Are they hiring because they need to fill it, check a box type of thing? So who knows?
Yeah. Well, my flights, they were both white men, so it was safe. So.
What? Ooh, we better edit that out.
What?
No, because they're making the whole thing that they have to be more diverse.
Oh, okay.
Because there's too many white men as pilots, but... You know.
Okay. Now I get it.
It was a little sexist, but it was also...
That was racist. That wasn't sexist. Yeah.
Racist, whatever.
That was both.
All right. So the other topic that we were talking about before the podcast...
Oh, yeah. Here's the controversy.
Yeah. Go right ahead.
Oh, we were talking about gentlemen's clubs and whatnot.
No. That's what they're called?
That's the polite way to call it.
Yeah.
Dave said he had a story about...
I have a story. So last night, it was last night, wasn't it? It was last night. I went to the Route 1 magazine social event. They had a thing at Red's down on Route 1.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? So I popped in there at the end of it to say hi to everybody, and we got lined up for the summer thing again. They're going to do it at Rosaria's restaurant like we did last year, so
we'll get that
sorted out. And on the way back, what's right next door to Red's?
The banana.
It's the Golden Banana.
Yep.
And so I had to go get gas. I was going to pull into the Gulf station right in front. So I said, what the hell? I haven't been in there, and I can't tell you the last time I was in there.
Give me a call?
Just wait. So I pull up there, and I go in the door, and it's like I'm in the airport. There's a freaking metal detector and the little cups to put your keys and stuff in. It's like, what the hell is this? Right? Go through that. And I'm talking to the reception guy there, and he's like, okay, it's $10 cover, and I need your license. So I show him my ID. He says, no, I need to scan it.
Huh.
He wanted me to take it out of my wallet so he could scan the barcode on the back. I said, yeah, I don't think so. And so I never went in because I was just wanted to see, you know, if it was any different than it had been forever. But the fact that they want to scan your license, the barcode, so they know everybody who's in there, it's like, yeah, I don't think so.
That's tracking.
I'm not going anymore.
That's
I don't need to be tracked.
I don't think they scanned it when I was there 3 years ago.
This is new. This is relatively new.
Yeah, because I went in there for my 25th birthday. We went into Boston for a Bruins game, and my brother and my best friend, we went to the Bruins game. David Pastrnak scored a goal with like 30 or 40 seconds left in the game.
Uh-huh.
It was a great f***ing. It's 3-2.
Yeah.
And
so then you had to go to the banana on the way home.
And then we went on the banana on the way home.
Because of the goal?
You went on the banana?
No,
because
we were loaded. I
don't get the connection either.
No. Yeah. I just wanted to bring up the Bruins. It was Pastrnak scoring a game-winning goal.
Okay,
you know?
Go on.
Yeah. So anyways, we went in there.
Who scored the goal?
With his pants on?
And anyways, they carried me out of there because I was so faced.
Uh-huh. So anyway, I get to look.
I got to look through the glass door to see.
I didn't want
to
leave.
It's exactly the same
leave.
As it was the last time I was there. Bird cages. Probably 10 years ago. And that was it. I said, I'm not going to. I'm not doing this. So
Doing that for a while, though. The scanning has been going on for the last two or three years.
Yeah. Well, that's how long it's been. That's how long it's been since I've been there.
Yeah, Chuck, do you frequent there a lot?
No shame if you do. I used to when I was dating one of the girls. Not anymore.
What's funny about the banana is that when I was a teenager, my dad told me a story that all the dancers and stuff were actually guys.
Oh.
And that I should never go in there. So I've never been.
They used to have guys there. They used to have ladies, the guys.
No. Like, they were transitioning people.
Drag queens.
That's not true.
So I've never been in there.
I'm sure they have a drag night there, or drag events. I mean, it's Massachusetts.
Yeah.
They don't?
Do that long time.
That's a cabaret.
Oh, okay.
Across the street.
Yeah.
Well, funny thing is that one guy owns all three.
Yeah.
Squire, the cabaret, and the banana.
Yeah.
Jeez, the Squire.
No, the Squire, the
Tens. Part of that.
Ten bananas, yeah. The cabaret is owned by another guy.
Yep.
It's the Squire, the banana, and Tens.
Yeah.
The same
company. Must be loaded.
So when I used to work down in Saugus.
You also used to live there.
Yeah, that too. All the guys at the body shop on Fridays, and I was only 18, so I couldn't go. But they all used to go down the Squire because it was 5 minutes down the street. They go down there for steak and legs for lunch.
Steak and legs.
Nice. You know the girls over, they have to pay 50% of what they make in tips to the banana.
Wow, that's ridiculous.
Anything on stage they keep, but anything that you go to the back room for a lap dance, 50%.
I feel like that's common.
So going back to what you just said, steak and legs. The Adam Sandler movie that they did there, it was called Legs and Eggs.
Yeah, the breakfast thing. Yeah. Legs and Eggs, yeah.
That was a movie, right?
Yeah.
As I said, I'm just kind of looking over here. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So anyway, get your ID scanned. I don't think so.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Data breach.
That's that. Yeah. No thanks. I don't need to be tracked.
No. Put on a list somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe when we go
there's
down to...
There's a few bars in Boston that had done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of places. That's the new world technology. You know,
it's been a long time.
Yeah.
All the dispensaries do that. I know that.
Yeah. They do that. Yep. I know the bars usually do it to test if it's fakes.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's probably their excuse with the banana and everything. It's just to make sure it's not a fake. But it's still a little, shady.
Yeah, I wonder how many people leave like you did.
I have no idea. But
Ricky, when I was down in Florida, we almost went to Stacy's Steakhouse. And I'm like, what's Stacy's Steakhouse? He's like,
Rachel's.
Well, Rachel's, right. It was Rachel's. It was one
Stacy's
of those.
Mom.
They got a great roast beef. White chick names. Yeah. And he was like, oh, yeah, you can get a steak and a lap dance. And I'm like, I'm down for that.
Yeah, so that's down in Delray Beach or something, right?
Yeah, it's up near Orlando, speaking of lap dances.
No, it's not near Orlando.
But there is one near Orlando. Oh,
okay.
They don't do totally nude down there, do they?
I don't know.
I don't think they do.
Speaking of lap dances, last Friday after the podcast, we went up to Castro's. And I got wrecked, and there's a woman there. And
who scored in the Bruins game during that?
I don't know.
Oh. Marchand.
Oh, okay.
Pasta.
And Ed, the regular here, got a free lap dance from a girl that was she was dancing with Joey.
Yep.
And she knew Joey, and she just kept on walking backwards and backwards from the dartboard, essentially.
Yeah.
All the way back to one of the back seats there.
Yeah.
On the corner, and Ed's sitting there, and she just falls on Ed.
She tripped into him?
Yeah, and started, never got up, just started dancing on his lap.
Yeah.
Anisha got a dance
danced with Anisha,
my wife.
I tried dancing with her, but, she didn't want my groin, so.
You're too focused on the Bruins.
Yeah, no, it wasn't the Bruins, it was the Celtics that night.
Oh.
All right, so from Boeing to strip joints, I think we've got it covered. All right,
that's birthdays. And by the way, it's Fabian's birthday today. today.
So oh, yeah. Really. Hey, that's a good call. Hey.
Happy birthday, Fabian.
Yeah,
happy birthday, brother.
March birthdays, yes. My uncle's birthday's today. And actually, I got go ahead. I got a joke for you.
Okay.
So speaking of my uncle, so it's his birthday today. It was mine Sunday. So we went out to...
When was your birthday?
Oh, it was Sunday, right?
It was Sunday.
I'm sorry, I couldn't make it.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday!
So we went out to lunch the other day, and he picked the spot. So we got there, and we're sitting there having a beer. And he was like, yeah, this is... the place where I brought my will-be wife to, and I'm like, oh, that's nice. He was like, yeah, this is where I said I love you to her. And I'm like, oh, did she say I love you in return? He said, after she gave me in the bathroom.
Oh, my God. Wow. Talk about a rim shot.
That took a left turn.
a rim
good,
job.
That's a good girl right there.
How much further in the gutter will we go? Well, let's wrap this puppy up.
Yeah. It is about that time.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's recap the cigar here.
Yeah, I'm digging it. The spice went away.
Yeah.
And it was nice.
Really? It kept going through mine.
Yeah, it was just that one little bit, and it's mellowed out nice. It's...
Wow.
Yeah,
nice little cigar.
Has anybody retrohaled this thing?
No.
I tried. It was a little... I had a little zip to that.
Yeah, I had a little retrohale because I like to test the retrohale a little bit, and I knew it was spicy, so I didn't go for the whole thing.
Wow. Nice cigar to go on the golf course with, too.
Yeah,
I would say so.
So this is a topper, huh?
Topper.
Mm-hmm. What's the name of it?
Oh, it's not a good
topper.
Grande?
Grande.
Yeah, so I have had the Grande. I've had this before. It's a good cigar.
It does... They do... The topper makes a torpedo that actually I think you guys sell downstairs. I was right next to it.
So who sells the bottom?
It's pretty good. That's a good one, too.
Who, your uncle's fiance there would like the topper.
My what?
Your uncle's fiance. Or
yeah, well,
like
now wife. But yeah.
Now wife.
The Nava.
Oh, right.
Yeah. The Woody. Actually, it's the Woody.
No matter how hard we try, we can't get beyond.
Man.
A bunch of men.
Okay. Good cigar. Good show. Twins is doing some cool stuff. And you guys ready to wrap her up here? You got any
yes,
more
sir.
Stuff here? Or is that it?
Let's wrap
that
her
should
up.
Be it.
Good.
Okay. Let's start right over here with the fiddler.
So I just got a new book that I'm learning out of, and Lucas told me it's a killer. So I'll be working slow through that with my violin teacher. Anyway, I hope you guys had a great show, and enjoy the weekend, St. Patrick's Day, and we'll catch you next Friday or not.
Friday?
We're doing a podcast next Friday?
Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we were supposed to do one.
No special guest. He bailed out. Yeah, he's out clubbing or something.
Something.
Straight who was it supposed to be?
Well, he might still come on, so I don't want to disclose this information. Yeah. But
anyway, we'll see you next week on the podcast.
He's a busy man, so.
You won't be able to see Thursday.
All right. I got the Casas the Olive Oil King.
I was in the olive oil business with his father. But that was a long time ago, that's all.
Thank you for having me on, guys. Nice crew tonight. I liked it. Not too many people talking over each other. Nice.
What?
Quiet down over there.
Quiet down. Sparky. Little electrocution action.
Absolutely. I had a great night with you degenerates.
Yeah.
You know, it was a entertaining podcast, to say the least. always great to be here in Twins. Can't wait to get my hair cut in the smoke. And, you know, until next time.
We can't wait either.
All right. It's Pat McGroin, who's wearing a T-shirt that says, Pat McGroin's Pub.
Oh, yeah.
An Irish pub. There you go. It's perfect.
I pulled my groin. People ask, it hurts you where? I say, put your hand right there. I pulled my groin.
Well, I'm back to work, so, yeah, spring is here. I'm excited, and happy St. Patrick's Day. Let's send it.
All right. The GC, who is now his new title is Third Unit Production Manager.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because he set up another show, yeah. Costas is Second Unit Production Manager. Unit. Yeah, yeah. All good. And we have a new drop for you just for St. Patrick's Day, so right. Here we go.
The Leprechaun King.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep, the Leprechaun King. All right.
Always almost done.
Definitely not Irish, though. not Irish at all. Yeah, you know, full Scottish. That's totally different.
Bagpipes.
But, hey, you know what? I'm just glad to be a unit.
Yeah.
Or something. So.
Uh-huh. Hey, don't we all, aren't we all Irish on St. Patrick's Day?
That's right. Everyone is.
Yeah. And the Greeks, no?
Except the Greeks.
No, the Greeks are, too.
Okay.
Great podcast, though. Great, great podcast, guys. And look forward to seeing y'all next week.
Sorry for interrupting.
Look at that. And while Will is definitely not doing this.
Link to the gym.
Yeah, it's more like this. Look at that
body. I work out. I want to say
thank you to the gym.
I want to say thank you to the twins and to our special guest here. Yeah, and sure. I am looking for a new place to have my hair done. And I'll be definitely checking it out.
Okay. Our special guest, Sean, the manager of Twins. Fat cigar.
I'd like to know what the definition of special guest is. Special, but a special guest story.
Were you special?
How was that Decade Lance? Have you had that yet?
No, I haven't. He gave me two. I'm going to have it with Mike LaRiviere.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
going
to have it together. But no, thanks for coming. I'm glad I was able to sit through. I'm usually running around with my chicken, like a chicken with my head cut off, but I have a bar back today so I can relax. So it's nice spending the time with you guys. Thank you. And I'm still waiting for my hidden hearth.
That's all. Well, I got one for you. Don't worry.
Be glad you're a special guest and not special K.
Special K. All right. This is your humble announcer, producer, Cigar Hack Dave.
To the man!
Of what we just don't know. Okay, thanks to the listeners, you made it through another one. Our social media tags, Cigar Hacks, all over the usual channels. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our website, CigarHacks.com.
And Facebook.
All right, I'm going to have to get that URL, I think.
Yeah.
I might have to register that one. Okay, see you next time at Cigar Hacks. Remember, just a bunch of hacks talking about strip joints and airplanes.
Great
and,
combo.
Barbershops.
And a little bit of cigars.
And a little bit of cigars. Yeah. Okay. And, yeah, so just a bunch of hacks talking cigars, etc.